Hi, this recording is all about procrastination, and hopefully it will help you end it. I hope not to take too long for this process, because I'm sure that some of you are listening to this right before a deadline, and maybe this recording will help you meet that deadline. But I'm more interested in making sure that in the future, you don't have to be in this predicament. You don't have to feel stuck, pulled between two forces until something feels like it snaps. If you feel like you're pulled in multiple directions by multiple forces, that could be a stressful and unenjoyable experience. Maybe if we can dispel some of those forces that seem to be pulling you in ways that you don't desire, and instead foster and nurture the forces that pull you towards your goals, that may be the basis for long-term change. The interesting thing I find about people who struggle with procrastination is that often they think that it's a lack of motivation that causes their procrastination, or they may just think that they're lazy. Both of these things are not true. You're very motivated, usually, when you're procrastinating. However, you may have multiple motivations. Motivation isn't just a one-way street. It isn't just a river that flows in one direction. Think of it as multiple torrents of water pouring, forming a vortex sometimes. A vortex that can pull you in and make you feel stuck. If just a few of the competing motivations were decreased, eventually one of the motivations would win out, and you'd flow easily and effortlessly towards your goal. I want you to think about something that many people find uncomfortable, but I want you to think about it in a way that's comforting. In a way that helps you slowly but surely make it less intimidating. What I want you to think about is the concept of failure. Breathe in and out slowly and deeply as you think about that concept. Don't dive deep into it. Think about it on a surface level. Every time you breathe out, close your eyes, relax. If you find yourself stressing out or tensing up, do your very best to stay calm and comfortable. When you breathe in, you can open your eyes. Focus on this pattern, breathing in and out, slowly and deeply. It's just the idea of it. Think about how that makes you feel. It's something that you're very motivated to avoid. Even when I'm telling you to calmly breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, you may notice that that is slightly more challenging when you're thinking about the concept of failure. How odd is that? It's just the concept of it, not even the thing itself. And sometimes we don't even know if something's a success or not. It's something that we can't even truly define, because sometimes when something happens that we think is a failure, it opens up the doors to greater successes down the road. We can only truly know if something was a success or a failure if we're looking at it in hindsight. So, there's really not much sense in trying to avoid it up front. Your performance on a task is determined in the future. And no matter what, we can't avoid the future. It would be interesting if we really could stop time by thinking very, very hard. But that's just a fantasy. Time marches on, and that's okay. Keep on breathing in and out, slowly and deeply, opening and closing your eyes as you do. And if at any point you find yourself relaxing so much that you'd rather keep your eyes closed, that's okay. You can close your eyes easily and effortlessly whenever it feels best. Don't worry. This is not a challenge. Just a little experiment. Something fun. Follow my voice. This will make you feel better. This will help you realign your motivations. So that's one motivation that I can think of that joins the torrent of motivations that some people find paralyzing, that some people allow to form into a whirlpool that draws them in. I wonder what's another motivation. I guess an important motivation for everybody is to affirm our self-worth. Everybody has a sense of self-worth, and it's something that we protect. It's very important to think that we're worth something. It's very important to know that we're worth something. Sometimes, when something happens, it can affect our sense of self-worth. We can be very motivated to protect our self-worth. The idea of failing or performing poorly at something can affect our sense of self-worth. Even though that idea is flawed, many people think that their performance is based only off of their innate ability at certain tasks. Some people think of themselves as smart in certain areas. Some people think of themselves as less than smart in certain areas. And they believe that this is the only factor that affects their performance. However, that's not really true. We all know that if you practice at something or receive some really good tutoring from somebody who's a real teacher and really wants you to learn something, you can improve your performance. Those are factors outside of our innate abilities. Factors removed from our idea of self-worth. Performance can only be determined in hindsight. And it's a very complicated thing. It can be affected by conditions around you, by help that you get from other people. It's not just how good you think you are at something, or how good you want to be at something. And our innate abilities aren't just a set factor. They're more of a range. Some days we have good days. Some days we have bad days. And it would be unrealistic to think of ourselves as a machine who could replicate the same effects over and over again. And all of this is separate from our sense of self-worth. Truly, when you think about it, it can be tempting to think of ourselves as just worth something based upon our performance and ability, but we're not. We're people. If I saw you in trouble and you needed help, I wouldn't think to myself, I wonder how this person performs. What are their innate abilities? Are they worth helping? I would run to help you if you needed help in such a situation. Or I'd find somebody who could help if I was not fully equipped to help you safely. Would you do the same? I think you would. Many people would. Most people would. I think a lot of people maybe miscategorize their sense of self-worth. Because when they think of the worth of others, they don't take factors like performance and ability into consideration when the rubber really hits the road. If something extreme was to happen and somebody really needed help, most people would see the innate worth of that other person and would help. Why is it difficult sometimes to see that innate worth in ourselves? I wonder. Keep on breathing in and out, slowly and deeply. Drift with these thoughts. Now, when we procrastinate, sometimes it's to put off the potential possibility of failure, an adverse performance outcome. Sometimes it's to give us an excuse. If that adverse performance outcome happens, if we wait till the very last minute and we fail, it's not us who's failing. We were in an impossible situation. Nobody could have done better. So we don't have to think less of our self-worth. However, other people wouldn't think of our self-worth in the same way that we do. They wouldn't know or even care about our performance and ability. Interesting. And additionally, our ability is just one factor in determining our performance. It's a factor that can change. We can make it better. It's not fixed. It's not something that we can't change. And it's not something that acts alone. There are outside conditions that affect our performance. Sometimes we're just lucky. Sometimes we're not, and that has nothing to do with how good we are at something innately. Well, that's interesting. We've thought of a few things. We've mulled over some ideas. Perhaps some of the currents in your mind are changing their direction. Perhaps some of your motivations are changing their direction. Perhaps it's okay to set forth, because your self-worth is not determined by your performance. Perhaps it's okay to experiment, because your performance is not something that you can predict. It's only something that you can find out after the fact. Perhaps you don't need to focus so intently on the concept of your innate ability. It's really not that meaningful, because we're constantly trying to learn new things and improve ourselves. Certainly, some people may have different innate abilities, but everybody wants to go and push themselves to the edge of where their innate abilities run out and where their practice, their knowledge, their perseverance pushes through. That's okay. Everybody will eventually reach the point where their innate abilities end, and where the work they put into themselves begins. This is okay. This is natural. This means you're doing fine. Just think about that. It's all okay. Perhaps some of the currents in your mind are changing directions, because no matter what, your self-worth is safe. I know that you're worthy. It's part of the reason why I made this recording. I know that hopefully some of you will no longer be stressing over your performance. Let's experiment. Let's wait and see. And I know that some of you will become a little less fixated on the idea that your innate ability determines everything about you. I mean, that's really kind of a silly idea when we think about it. If our innate abilities determined everything, we wouldn't have to practice or go to school. We wouldn't need any sort of training. We would just do what we were meant to do, like robots. We're not robots. It's okay. Let some of these motivations change their flow, even slightly. Once they stop whirling around in your head, they'll flow in the direction that they need to go. Even if the current changes just the tiniest bit, it will start the process. Eventually, the whirlpool will fade away and the currents will flow where they need to be. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll fully come out of whatever trance state that you're in, be it a light one or a deep one. It doesn't matter. When I reach 5, you'll fully wake up, eyes open, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and becoming aware of how the currents of your motivation may have changed. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. Thank you so much for listening. Now, if you've really enjoyed this recording and you're interested in even more hypnotic experiences, please be aware that I have a Patreon page with lots of exclusive content. Also, if you've enjoyed this recording, please do feel free to like and subscribe. But maybe, just maybe, don't just subscribe with the button. subscribe in your mind. Remember this experience, and if you ever need help relaxing, or if you just want to be hypnotized, you know where to go. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.